Okay, this is a continuation of the interview. Go ahead, Bertie.
Well, the only thing I want to be sure that is in and given credit for is that if a manager is going to be a good manager, he's got to be a happy manager. And the most important person in his life is going to be his wife and or his children, both all of the time. He's going to have to spend so much time away from them that they're going to have to be brought up by the wife. And he's going to lose some very important contacts with his kids. And that's the unfortunate part about it for him. But the fortunate part about it for him is if he's got the right kind of wife, and they have to sacrifice a lot to be the wife of a manager, then his job will be easy. If he has a problem in any area outside of his managing, it's going to be tough, but not impossible. But you've got to have a great wife, and she's got to understand that when she's sitting in the stands, a guy behind her calls you a dumb so-and-so, that she's going to accept it. This is not a voice-activated thing. Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's generally what I want to say.
Okay.
A wife has to be friendly with the wives of the players, and she has to be liked by the wives of the players and the coaches' wives. She has to get along with them, and the whole thing must be said that one of the reasons why a guy's a good manager is because he has a good wife.
In other words, she's an unpaid employee of the club.
She sure is. She sure is. And I think the club appreciates it. They understand, but sometimes they don't. And you put it on the table.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bert.
Yeah.
Acute care emphasis.